Everyone on the ranch came out to see this new dog. Sally Mae, Baby Molly, Alfred, Pete, and even Loper. Loper had been working on the tractor and must have heard Slim's pickup approaching. How did I know that Loper had been working on the tractor? Easy. He reeked of diesel fuel, and he had smudges of grease on his hands, clothes, and left cheek. The cowboys on this outfit aren't very good at mechanic work, see? And they always end up wearing grease and diesel. Grease and diesel, shall we say? Oh, and he was in a foul mood. They're always mad when they have to work on machinery. He was wiping his hands on a red grease rag. His eyes went to me and then to Slim.
What was Hank doing under your pickup?
We was playing Monster Watch, and I think I had him pretty well fooled.
He held up the gorilla mask. Loper scowled at it and wagged his head back and forth.
Well, we don't get much work done on this ranch, but we keep the dogs entertained. That's important. And speaking of dogs, what's that in the back of your pickup?
All eyes swung around to the new dog. He appeared to be one of your varieties of bird dog. Short hair, white with spots, floppy ears, and a long stick tail. He was old and skinny.
I found him up on the county road. He's wearing a collar with the name Jake. I reckon that's his name.
Loper walked closer to the pickup and looked down at Jake.
What did you have in mind for Jake?
Oh, let him camp with Hank and Grover till the owner shows up. Somebody'll be looking for him, don't you reckon? Maybe they was out hunting quail and Jake wandered off.
Loper reached out his hand and rubbed Jake on the head. Jake looked away.
He's not very friendly, is he?
Well, that's a bird dog for you. They spend all their time in a kennel and it kindly warps their brains. I've got the same problem, only mine comes from being stuck out here on this workhouse of a ranch. Never get a day off, never get to go to town, never have any fun.